Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Come to answer your colour and style questions. The first question comes from Kathy, who says, what are some ways of adding more glamour to an outfit? So it really depends of what you think of as glamour and how glamorous you want to go. I mean, if it's just a casual everyday outfit, I might just add a little bit of a jewelry, a little bit of sparkle in a necklace or a bracelet, something like that. A little bit of sparkle adds a little bit of glamour. You could think about adding in summer like a lightweight sheer, like, you know, kimono or some sort of fabric that moves and maybe has a little bit more volume, because that can also add a little feel of glamour. You could think about sequins or things that you normally expect in evening wear, but then wear them in the daytime. So it could be something with a few little sequins, maybe embellishment, a little bit of embellishment, that sort of thing. Or a shiny fabric, or just a little bit of a shiny fabric. You could think of larger scale jewelry, necklaces, things like that. You could think of a silk scarf rather than something like this, which is a cotton scarf. So there's lots of different ways you can think about adding glamour and how you want to do it for your own personal style. For me, even sometimes I haven't got sparkly nail polish on, but I love a really sparkly, glittery nail polish. To me, that adds that little bit of glamour to my outfit. So in thinking about, often it's accessories, adding the jewellery, adding, you know, makeup too. That can also add a glamorous element to your outfit as well. And I think a bit of sheen and sparkle go a long way, or a lightness in fabric, a float. Sometimes it can be even things like animal prints can have a bit of a glamorous feel sometimes as well. Versus stripes and checks never feel glamorous in the same way. So there are some prints that have more of a glamorous sort of feel, or chinoiserie that also can have quite a more glamorous feel about it. So there are just a few little ideas if you're thinking that you want to add a touch of glamour to your outfits. Okay, next question comes from Paula. How to figure out my style to build a casual wardrobe? Well, this massive question. This is why I have so much information on my blog. There is so much there to help you create and define your own personal style, because it's not a one size fits all approach. And I think if somebody tries to tell you, you should just follow these very few rules and be a type three or be a, you know, and they try and put you in a box, that's when you won't feel really comfortable. What you need to do is start to understand, I suppose there's three really main aspects of style that if you can figure those things out, you go a long way to actually building a wardrobe of clothes that you love. So the first thing we have is personality. Who are you? How do you want to be perceived? How do you want to express the person inside you on the outside? That is really important. That whole personality, you know, aspect is something when I am doing a one-on-one style consultation, we spend at least an hour of this consultation just understanding personality and developing a style recipe. I do not move on from there until we've got that nailed, because it's so, so important. It's so much more important than just, like, you know, the shape of the clothes or the hemline or the neckline, because honestly, like, if we decide with your body shape that a pencil skirt is the right shape for you, but then you walk into a store and you go, oh, do I get the one that's in leopard print, the floral one, the striped one, the checked one, the one with interesting, texture to it? Do I go, what kind of color do I mean, like, you know, the list of there is endless. So just knowing the shapes of garments actually doesn't tell you enough. Personality is so integral to understanding and defining your style and figuring out your style, that until you've got that nailed down, the rest of it is still, it's still a matter of, trial and error. That if you don't understand personality, you're going to still keep making mistakes. And this is why it's step one in my 7 Steps to Style program, because it's so super important. And honestly, it's the step that majority of the 7 Steppers come back and revisit, because they realize just how valuable it is. And that's why it's the first step. who you are and how you want to kind of express yourself, how different elements of design relate to different personality styles is all in there. And that is what is really important to understand. So that is the first part of our three parts that I'm looking at. The second part is the physicality, the figure flattery. So what works for your body shape, your body proportions, the variations, which are the extra bits of us, what works for your scale, what kind of texture, what kind of sheen, like all those elements, the kind of fabrics you're looking after. So they are all part of the physicality element of style. So they're important as well. But this is where we can break some of those rules and still look great when we are reflecting our personality, which is why it's always my number one. And then the third element is, of course, colour, because it's like the difference between singing in tune and singing out of tune. Why would we want to be singing out of tune? What a horrible sound. And it's the same thing when you wear the colours that flatter you. You shine, you become the star, you look, you know, amazing. Versus when we wear the colours that are unrelated to us, it creates disharmony. And so therefore, you know, colour is also that really important aspect. And of course, along with which colours we're looking for, we're also looking for the contrast, the values, and all those sorts of things as well. So when we are thinking about all these things, these are kind of our three things we need to know to figure out our style. And then when you walk into the store, you can go, that's me, that's not me. And it's become so much easier. And then you can easily build a wardrobe capsule, provided, of course, you can find the clothes, but you're going in armed with the information you need to create your style or to find the things that are going to go together, are going to go to work for you, and then are going to make you feel just like the best version of you, so that you have what you want and you stop wasting money on the clothes that don't work for you. So that is really kind of a great starting point. I mean, even one very small exercise you can do is just look at a favorite garment and then sit down and think, well, what is it that I like about this? You know, do I like the cut, the shape, the color, the pattern, the texture, how it feels on me, how it moves, how versatile it is, how comfortable it is? I mean, like there's a million bazillion things that you could like about something. And then look at something that you have in your wardrobe that you never wear and that you don't really like, but you haven't managed to throw out, and then go, well, what is wrong with it? Figure those things out, because even knowing a bit more about what you do like versus what you don't like can really help you along your way to figuring out your style. But I do recommend, I really think that everybody should understand their, you know, their personality, their body, their physicality, and their colouring, because it really just saves you so much time, effort, and money in the long run to creating that wardrobe of clothes. And of course, the wardrobe changes over time because you change, life changes, fashion changes, body shapes change, lifestyle changes, location changes, all those things can change, but you are armed and empowered with the knowledge that you need to have the best personal style you can. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a guideline. And of course, I do have wardrobe capsule guides if you're wanting a kind of complete how do I create a wardrobe capsule, and you can download that free off my blog. Just go to the free downloads page. You'll find lots of free downloads and tools and resources there that you can use. But I do recommend, before you don't buy anything until you understand who you are and how you want to express that through your clothing. Final question for today comes from Darla, who says, can you tell me where the length of a button-down over blouse should end to be pleasing to the eye? I am petite, so about 5'4", and a more O-shaped, with a, you know, or a bit more straight rectangle, so I'd say H-shape, somewhere between an H and an O-shape. But I'm a seamstress, so I can hem my blouse to any length. Fantastic. It's great you've got those sewing skills, Darla. So I would say if you are wearing a shirt as a jacket, so basically an over blouse is just a jacket. So no matter if it's a jacket, a cardigan, or a blouse, the length is the same. So this is where if you, because you are petite, you need to look at your body proportions. Because even though you're petite, which means what's really important is do not overwhelm yourself with fabric. It's better to have less than more fabric when you are more petite. But then we need to know, are you a short-legged, long-legged, or balanced leg person? So this is something you can go and look at. You can, how to measure your body proportions. I've got lots of blog posts on that. Work out, are you long body and long-legged and short body? Because even as a petite, this is going to influence where you end tops. If you're kind of more balanced, but maybe short through the middle, something like that, that's very, very common. Think about, you know, basically that tops and jackets and things end a little bit below where the hip bone sits, which is just below the tummy peak. It depends how round your tummy is, but just below that. When we go too long, we start making the legs look really short, and particularly when you're petite, you don't want to make your legs look any shorter. We don't, because that just lowers you down to the ground. So make sure that your blouses aren't too long. So just think, just below the hip bone is normally quite a good spot for the majority of people. The shorter your legs are, the shorter the top becomes. The longer your legs are, the longer it becomes. But what I would recommend you doing is, say, pinning two sides, like, you know, one side of each up at slightly different heights and different lengths, trying them on, photograph them, see which looks best. Because sometimes, you know, there's a little bit of tweaking that goes on there, going, do I want it at my hip bone? Do I want it an inch below my hip bone? Do I want it 2 inches below? Or do I want it an inch above? Because this is where, when you actually, you know, do that, put it some different lengths, see which is the best, you'll then get the answer for you, because of course you are a unique human individual that is not the same as everybody else, and you have to take into consideration your body shape, your body proportions, and your variations as to which is going to impact that. So being an H shape, who is petite, that's got a potty shape, and a body variation there, and then I don't know your proportions. So whether or not you'll have longer or shorter legs is also going to impact on that decision. So please do send me your questions for my style and colour Q&A. The pot is empty. I have nothing to answer tomorrow unless somebody sends me some more questions. And of course, do, if you really want to know more about your colours, your styles, how you express yourself through your clothes, all those sorts of things, join up my 7 Steps to Style program. What's great is you get my Evolve Your Style program free with it, which is a life-changing 31-day style challenge. And plus, you get to discover your colours, your styles, and all those things so you can really start developing your style muscles and creating a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear. Because I know not all of us were born with style. I wasn't, but I have learned, and you can too. So do email me your questions and let me know how I can help you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.